Hey there, have your 2024 content marketing efforts stalled already? If you answered yes, book a content strategy call with me to uncover the roadblocks that may be holding you back. Visit contentmarketingschoolonline.com to book your content strategy call and check out the other resources while you're there. That's contentmarketingschoolonline.com. Richmond, welcome to Content Marketing School, where we will dive into content marketing strategies specifically for coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs. Discover how effective content marketing can elevate your brand and grow your business. And if you enjoy the show, don't forget to hit that follow button. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for joining us wherever you are. I'm Annette Richmond, and this is Content Marketing School, and I'm so excited to be here today with Lisa. So for anyone who doesn't know you, please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. My name is Lisa McPhee. I am a career and confidence coach for professional women, and I help women who are feeling maxed out and stuck in their career. I help them land their dream job and achieve career bliss.
Career bliss. I love that idea. And, you know, of course, we can achieve career bliss. I did at my job as a magazine writer, and it was the most fabulous, wonderful job ever until it wasn't. And it was time to do something new. So we are here today to talk about LinkedIn audio. You came into a audio event that I was doing with my friend Jillian last month. She and I do one once a month. And you came up on stage, and it was a first time you said that you've ever done that, and you're interested in learning more about that. So let's just dive right into that. What would you like to know?
Okay, awesome. Well, first of all, thank you. Yeah, it was my first LinkedIn audio event, and I saw that, you know, I got the notification that you and Jillian were having an event. So I thought, oh, well, let me hop on and see what this is all about. I was a little nervous, to be honest, because I didn't know. I mean, I go live all the time, but I've not done a LinkedIn audio event. And so when I went on, I noticed the format was very similar to Clubhouse, which is how you and I met. So I felt very safe and comfortable in that environment. And you were very generous in sharing how, kind of all of your knowledge and how everything kind of worked and what to expect. So I felt like, oh, okay, I got this because of the introduction that you made, right? Like you made everybody who was in the, I mean, I call it the audience. I don't know what LinkedIn calls it.
Yeah, they call it the audience too.
Yeah. And so you had said if anybody wanted to comment on anything that you said, to just put their hand up and come up on stage. And so, like I said, I'm comfortable coming up on stage. So you invited me on stage and it was really fun. And so I would like to incorporate. So I have a show. I go live LinkedIn once a week with a guest, and I would like to go live, host an audio event once a month. And so my reach out to you was just kind of what are the tips or tricks, things that I need to know, because my only concern about it is probably not even things most people are concerned about, but my concern is keeping the conversation going. So say I schedule it, I noticed that yours was scheduled for an hour, which seems like an eternity. I mean, I could talk all day long about God knows what, but I want people to be engaged. And so if you could just share some best practices on how to get people engaged and how to keep the conversation going so that people aren't just listening to me the whole time. I mean, I'm happy to talk, but I'm sure people, I would prefer to have audience engagement. And how do you get people to even show up? Let's start there, maybe.
So people do get notified about audio events like they do with a LinkedIn Live event. If they're notified, if they click attend or if they're following you, it will pop up in their feed if you're going live on an audio event. And I think people are a little more comfortable just kind of jumping on an audio event to be in the audience because they can just listen. I listen to Audio Room sometimes if I'm cooking dinner. And it's, you know, if you're hosting it, it's certainly a lot easier and more comfortable because you don't have to worry about hair or makeup. I mean, you know, I'm not all dolled up, but I do have on a little bit of makeup and I wash my hair because we are on video right now. And there are a couple of different formats, a few formats. I've been on a few different ones. Of course, there's the one that Jillian and I do together where we co-host and we kind of throw the conversation back and forth to each other. And then, of course, invite people from the audience to come up and join us in conversation. There are one-on-one interviews, much as you and I both do our LinkedIn live shows, where someone will have the audio host will have a guest come on and they will spend the beginning part of the event questioning that guest and then invite audience members to come up and join the conversation. And then, of course, there's also panels. Now, I've been on a couple of those myself where the host will invite a panel. I did one. It was on, I think it was the host 100th show in a row, and she invited a bunch of people who had been regular guests on the show to join her. And that was a lot of fun as well. I prefer the format that Jillian and I do. We decided we would partner together so we're able to throw the conversation back and forth. It makes it easier for the two of us rather than having one of us be the host. There are others who do similar audio events. There's one by Michelle and Brenda. It's Michelle Griffin and Michelle J. Raymond and Brenda Meller. And they do a trifecta talks on various LinkedIn topics once a month. Since Jillian and I are good friends, we know that if we get together, even if nobody else shows up, we can have fun and have an interesting, fun conversation. So I think that's a rather long-winded answer to your question, but I hope it was helpful.
No, that's great. That's great. I never really, I guess I did, because I hadn't thought it through so much, but that makes sense. I think, you know, when I'm going to do it, I'll probably do a panel because then, like you said, it's just easier to throw the conversation back and forth. And if nobody shows up, then, you know, I had a conversation with some great people and we engaged in great dialogue.
Yeah, we kind of feel that way too. I think one of the things that holds people back from doing audio is the fact that you cannot record it so far. LinkedIn has not enabled the process of recording the audio. It's kind of like back in the days of Clubhouse when people would be in a room and have great conversations. And when the room was gone, the audio was gone. And then they finally gave people the opportunity to record the rooms. But there are a lot of people who are actually recording their audio events on LinkedIn. We do that. Some people use Camtasia. Some people use Bouncecast. Other people use Otter AI. And they do record the audio and share the links to the audio after the events are over. I actually repurpose our audio on YouTube.
Oh, cool. Oh, so you just have audio on YouTube. That's cool.
Well, I actually started doing that back in the days of Clubhouse when they first started recording the rooms and we could download the recordings afterwards. And I would take the audio and put an image behind that to create a video and upload those to YouTube to get some more traction out of it. And so I do that now using Camtasia. I import the audio and I put an image behind it. And then I download it as and video and then upload that to YouTube.
Okay. Got it. Okay. That's cool. And then how do you advertise it? Just like a regular LinkedIn Live, or how far in advance do you let people know about it?
We schedule our audio events a week ahead of time. That's just a decision that Jillian and I made together. You can schedule them earlier than that. I do find that most people schedule audio events much closer to the date than they do with a LinkedIn Live. And you can actually invite people to come just as you would with a LinkedIn Live event. If you are a host or a speaker on the event, you can invite them on LinkedIn. What Jillian and I do is we schedule it, and then one of us will repost it, and we comment on each other's posts, and we share it that way. And that's how we try to get the word out about our events. I also do an event post every Sunday. It's something I started doing a couple of months ago, and I have all of the events that I'm doing. I'm guesting on, or I have guests on my show for the upcoming month or 6 weeks. And that's how I spread the word about my events and promote the events that I'm doing with other people. So there are a lot of ways that you can, you know, promote your events.
Okay, cool. And so that's interesting that you find that more people come to the audio than the LinkedIn Live.
Yeah, I think that happens for a couple of different reasons. You know, one is that people can join audio events and they can feel comfortable if they're listening on their phone in the car. I used to listen to Clubhouse like that. I used to listen to it when I was cooking, and people can, I think, feel more comfortable listening on their phone. And if they want to, they can even jump on stage from their phone. It's also, I remember back in the days of Clubhouse, if there was an expert that I wanted to get some information from, I would know what schedule they were on. One I used to follow was on Sunday mornings, and I would always go to that Clubhouse room so I could actually get up on stage and ask her questions. And I think that that's part of the charm of an audio event, because if you're watching a LinkedIn Live, you can put a question in the chat and they may bring it up. Sometimes they'll answer it, sometimes they don't. But it's you don't have that immediacy of being able to actually get up on the stage yourself and ask a question. I mean, you host LinkedIn Live shows often, and when people ask questions, do you always answer them? Do you always have time to answer them? I know that I don't.
No, I mean, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. And also there's so much going on right in front of you, so I don't always get them. And sometimes because I use the streaming service StreamYard and I stream to multiple platforms simultaneously, I'm usually watching on LinkedIn, for example, but I don't, you know, people ask from different platforms as well questions. And so sometimes I don't know who I'm responding to, because if they don't give, like I use StreamYard, if they don't give StreamYard permission, I don't know who I'm talking to. So I often just answer everything afterwards.
And I know what you mean about not knowing who people are, because I know with StreamYard, if someone doesn't have their LinkedIn profile headshot set to be seen by everyone, and if you pull up a question from them on StreamYard, it says LinkedIn user and you have no idea who that is.
Yeah, for sure. Because sometimes people might, so say for example, I was interested in working with you, but I didn't know, I just knew that I loved you and I loved your content. But I don't know anything about like if you sell high ticket offers, if you offer services like a la carte, I don't know anything. And maybe that might be a little bit intimidating for some, not for me, but for some people.
I know.
Like, they might not want to ask you about your prices because they, you know, people have a lot of just stories about that, right? But they might want to ask you a question and just see if they vibe with you. They know that they already love you, but they're not really sure, you know, because people tend to think that they're the only ones that have this problem or this question, which is not true, by the way, for anyone listening.
Oh, I know. I am totally with you on that. I was one of those people in college that would raise their hand if they had a question. And as soon as I did, other people would be like, yeah, me too. And so, you know, if someone asks a question, that there are other people that also have that same question. And I think that's part of, as I always think of, really the charm and the excitement of LinkedIn audio events is the fact that, you know, not only can you get your question answered if you're on the stage, but if you are in the audience, probably someone else will ask a question that you have and you'll be able to learn without even having to go up on the stage. And then, of course, there is the added bonus of not having to, you know, put on makeup or wash your hair or even change out of your sweats if you don't want to, because nobody's going to see you.
That's awesome. I know sometimes we just get so caught up working. Like this morning, even before we went live here, I was like, are we going on video? Because I've been creating content all morning. And, you know, when you get in the zone, you don't want to break it to go take a shower.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I'm with you on that, too. I usually do all my TikTok videos the afternoon after I do my LinkedIn live shows because I'm, you know, I have my makeup on and my hair's all done and everything. So now that you have all this information, when are you going to start doing LinkedIn audios? When are you going to do your first event? And do you have any ideas for what the topic will be?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do for my topic. So, but I am going to, I'm going to probably do one next week or the week after. I mean, depending on when I can do one next week. If you say we only need a week to promote it. Well, first I have to get a guest, but that's pretty easy. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I mean, I'm a career conference. You know what? I'm probably going to talk about, I already know what I'm going to talk about because I posted a carousel post last week. It got a lot of engagement and it was titled Why Successful Women, you know, reasons why success, even successful women struggle with confidence. So I'll probably talk about that.
I'm sure that you will have a lot of people wanting to come up on the stage and ask questions, and then many more people in the audience just hoping someone will ask something, you know, that they want to ask, but they're not brave enough to come up on the stage and ask themselves. And you know, it's so interesting. Sometimes people ask, do you like the LinkedIn Lives better or LinkedIn audios? And I really like a mix because there is something about having that one-on-one conversation where you have a guest on that's sharing valuable information that people can catch watching it live or watching it on the replay. But the excitement, the energy of being in an audio room where you're having that conversation rolling along, I think just can't be beat. And I'm so excited that next week, Jillian and I are going to be doing our third Media Mavens audio event.
Oh, you just started doing them too. Annette, I thought you were doing them forever. I mean,
well, it's not exactly new to me. I've been a guest on a lot of other shows and I have actually hosted several shows, but they've been one-off shows to promote a conference that I was working on or doing a panel on something specific. This is something new, starting this series that Jillian and I are doing on a monthly basis. We actually decided that we were going to do one together a few months ago, and we had such a good time that we decided that we would actually make it a monthly event. And, you know, it's kind of fun for us. Obviously, we're friends, and if you do it like this, where you're co-hosting with somebody else, or if you're doing it with a panelist or a guest that you really know, it makes the conversation really flow easily. And if you don't get a lot of people in the audience or you don't get people coming up on the stage, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. You know, I remember when I first started doing LinkedIn Lives, there's something about LinkedIn that I don't know, I was terrified to do, even though I have my own private Facebook group with, you know, 1,000 people in there. And I can go live in a hot minute without thinking about it. There was something about LinkedIn that I found intimidating when I started. And so I do want to thank you and acknowledge you for leading the pack, right? Because I saw you doing it all the time and you just seem so confident and getting up there. And then you invited me to come on your show when I was really just starting. It's not that I was starting out because I have a 30-year career, but I felt like I was just really starting to show up as my authentic self online, not what I'm supposed, you know, what I feel like I should be showing up as. And yeah, I think that when you're, and I had left corporate to start my own business. So now all of a sudden, despite the fact that I'd spoken on global stages and literally flown around the world to, you know, inspire and motivate people, when you're just, the only thing behind you is your own name and you are authentically yourself, there's so much power in that, but also so much fear, you know, it's terrifying. And so I remember when I first started just feeling like, wow, this is, I was intimidated to do it. And then the more you do it, and this is what I talk about, because especially when it comes to confidence and helping women specifically with like confidence issues, I just like to remind people that even confident people like myself are not always confident, right? Like we all need support and we all need help with confidence. And by showing up as yourself and leading, you know, from your heart, it does become easier. And then you invite like-minded people, like you and I just found each other. And now, like, you know, I just love you. I think you're amazing. And
the work
that you do is so important. And I just want to thank you for that, because you helped me without even knowing, right? You helped me just by showing up as yourself.
Well, thank you so much for your kind words, Lisa. That really does mean a lot to me. And I think that it's hearing things like that from other people that really caused me to shift my business to what I'm doing now. And I think part of the scary thing about LinkedIn Lives is when you're broadcasting on LinkedIn, you're broadcasting on YouTube, and you have no idea who is going to be looking at your content, watching your content. It's kind of that fear of the unknown. And once you get used to doing it, I think you'll back me up. You don't even think about it. Now, when I'm doing a LinkedIn Live and I have a guest on my show, it feels like it's just me and them sitting in my living room. And I'm sure after doing all the LinkedIn Lives that you've had, you feel exactly the same way, that you're not nervous at all anymore.
No. And as a matter of fact, sometimes when I get people, because I'm obsessed with coaching, obviously, so I always have a coach, and now I'm in a new mastermind and I love it. And so I'm connecting with all these other amazing entrepreneurs, and they're just starting their journey. Like, they're just starting their, not their business journey, but their online journey and putting themselves out there. And so I'm inviting them to, you know, to come and be my guest on LinkedIn, just because, I mean, they're amazing at what they do, but they've not promoted themselves at all. And so when I get online with them or go live, it's so easy. I mean, for me, it's super easy. I could talk to anyone, anytime. It's just like meeting at a coffee shop. What's the difference?
Well, of course, I agree with you about that. And thank you for saying that. And we are getting at the end of our time together. So I just want to ask you about your LinkedIn Live. What's the topic and when does it air?
Oh, well, I haven't chosen yet. Now you're putting me on the spot.
Oh, no, your LinkedIn Live that you do now, the LinkedIn Live.
Oh, my LinkedIn Live. My LinkedIn Live is Wednesdays at noon Eastern Standard Time. My name's Lisa McPhee, and it's at Lisa McPhee is my extension. You can find me. I'm a career and confidence coach is my title on LinkedIn.
Okay, well, that sounds great. And thank you so much for spending this time with me. And I hope you found it helpful. And everyone else, have a great rest of your day. Thanks for tuning into the Content Marketing Show with me, Annette Richmond. If today's insights have inspired and resonated with you, please share this episode. And if you haven't already, hit the follow button to keep learning and growing with us. Wait, before you go, are you struggling to create original content because you don't know what to say? Download a copy of 25 content ideas to kickstart your social media posts for people who don't know what to say. Use the link in the show notes or visit contentmarketingschoolonline.com. That's contentmarketingschoolonline.com.